The next coach on the teleconference is Minnesota's Tracy Claes. The Gophers are 4-2 in conference play and 7-2 overall. Minnesota visits Nebraska on Saturday, a 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time kickoff on BTN. Coach, thank you very much for joining us. If you could give us some opening comments, then we'll open up the call for questions.
Sure. Thanks for having me. Is that, we're coming off a close ball game and a good ball game this last week, now we get to November and we were able to win enough there in October and get the first week in November that these last 3 weeks, we play well and win. We'll have a say in what happens in the Big Ten West. So we're excited to go to Lincoln and play against a very good Nebraska team that, a little unfortunate with the injury to the quarterback, but still a very good team. We expect their best this week.
Thanks, Coach. We'll open it up for questions now.
To ask a question, please press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue, following 2 prompts, we will conclude the coach's portion of the call. Your first question is from Bill Bender, Sporting News.
Hey, Coach, good afternoon.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Hey, you said you guys would have a say with your play. So, I mean, how much have you addressed that bigger picture in the Big Ten West with your team? I mean, is that addressed during the week?
Yeah, a little bit. But this is way back from the beginning of the season, is that we've got a good group of seniors, and we felt like if we played well that we could get to November and be in that discussion still, is that nobody wins it all the time, but it makes it exciting. You get to November and you still have a chance. And so I figured with the West teams playing 5 road games that the winner was probably going to have. There's a good chance to have 2 losses. And so we burn ours up right away in the conference with those first 2. But our kids have responded and just kept fighting and winning each week. And so we put our place in a position. But our goal all year long was to be, hey, let's get to the last 2-3 weeks of the season and have an opportunity to go to Indianapolis.
Okay. Thank you.
Again, if you have a question, simply press star, then the number 1. Once again, if you have a question, simply press star, then the number 1. Your next question is from Brian Bennett, ESPN.com.
Hey, Tracy. I'm just wondering if you have asked for any kind of clarification on targeting or anything like that. It seems like you guys have been hit with a lot of close ones this year.
Yep. I guess that's just the way it goes. So I hope it's something that's looked at in the off season. Any time you're going to throw kids out of games, and that is, I think you should have no gray area or very little gray area. And I think a few of ours have been in that thing where I really do. I think it was unavoidable, and it wasn't anything that was intentional to take anybody out or anything like that. So hopefully it's something that'll be discussed in the off season. We'll find whether it's to have an incidental or unavoidable one. That even if they penalize you, you're not throwing people out. But hopefully they'll look at that in the off season.
And have you done anything with your players on that in terms of talking to them about technique or just kind of trying to explain the?
Yeah, I mean, the tackling circuits we do every week. We've dropped the bags down, but there also comes a point you don't want them putting their head down, because when a receiver catches the ball and then he drops down lower, especially on those crossing routes, those shallow ones, he catches the ball, then he goes to protect himself and he drops down lower. I don't know, and it happens bang, bang. I don't know what to tell him. So we'll just keep playing and hopefully we can avoid any other targeting penalties here in the last few games.
Okay, thanks, Tracy.
Yep, thanks.
Again, if you have a question, simply press star, then the number 1. Your next question is a follow-up from Bill Bender, Sporting News.
Hey, Coach, if you'd allow me to follow up real quick. I was just, it hasn't happened yet, but, I mean, do you foresee a scenario where a 2-loss team maybe could get the playoff?
History tells you it doesn't happen. And that's why I think there's some concern with I know I have a concern and some other coaches with us. You go and you increase your conference games. Like, we play 9 conference games and we got to play one Power 5 team. And it goes, and right now shows that with 2 losses, you're not going to get in. And, you know, other people was playing the 8 conference games and no other type of restrictions on their non-conference. And so I think there is a little bit of a disadvantage there until the committee's willing to show that they'll put in a good 2-loss team. But up to this point, there's no reason to believe you're going to get into the playoff with 2 losses. But you get one of the New Year's Day Bowls.
Thank you.
Yep, thanks.
Again, if you have a question, simply press star, then the number 1.
Coach, thank you for your time, and we'll talk to you again next week.
All right, thanks for having me.